legendary Nibiru sky disk creation method has been discovered. A circle of corroded bronze, measuring 12 inches, 30 centimeters, across, adorned with golden shapes, was unwittingly discovered in 1999 in Nibiru, Germany, now famously coined the Nibiru sky disk. More than 3,600 years old, it is widely considered to be the oldest known depiction of the cosmos. It is currently the subject of a new study, where metallurgical analysis has indicated that it was manufactured using a complex, hot forging process, with 10 cycles of heating up to 700 degrees Celsius. Bombshell study calls astronomical theories of the Nibiru sky disk obsolete. Why a replica of the 3,600-year-old Nibiru sky disk was sent into space? An elusive manufacturing process. Part of the UNESCO Memory of the World Register since 2013, the disk is considered one of the best-researched archaeological objects. The new study, published in the latest edition of the journal Scientific Reports, finally points us in the direction of the elusive manufacturing process. Based on its material composition and previous research, it seems that the process would be to heat to 700 degrees Celsius over 10 cycles, then forging, and then annealing to relax the metal structure again. This affirms what was earlier believed based on the material composition, which indicated that the disc couldn't have been simply cast in its final size. Consider this: a bronze disc with a diameter of around 31 centimeters, a few millimeters thick. Forging this during the Bronze Age without any of the modern tools and technologies available to us today was quite an achievement. That the investigations continue to produce such fundamental new findings more than 20 years after the sky disk was found not only once again demonstrates the extraordinary character of this find of the century, but also how highly developed the art of metal processing was already in the early Bronze Age, says state archaeologist Professor Dr. Harold Meller in a press release. Gosek Circle, the oldest known solar observatory. World of Stonehenge exhibition is a stunning treasure hall of fame. From disk rescue to crafting. Discovered in 1999 on the Middelburg Hill near Nibiru, Germany, Henry Westfall and Mario Renner made this find when illegally treasure hunting with a metal detector. The total loot included two bronze swords, axes, a chisel, and fragments of spiral armbands, sold to a private dealer. The police led a sting operation and recovered the disc in 2002, now on display in the State Museum of Prehistory in Halle, Saxony-Anhalt, Germany. Archaeologists have placed the disc, with a blue-green patina, probably originally a deep bronze hue, and adorned with gold inlays, to the Unetis culture, emerging at the start of the Central European Bronze Age around 2300 to 1600 BC. It was likely made over four stages, and eventually deposited into the ground in the form of a ritual offering. Previous studies have pointed to how the arrangement of the cosmos indicated its deep relevance to agricultural communities, likely what it alluded to. In addition, the sky disk shows how important it is to re-examine seemingly well-known finds when new methods become available, says Dr. Meller. After its recovery, a small sample was temporarily taken from the outer area of the disk in 2002, since reinserted, and then temporarily removed again for archaeometallurgical research. It was subject to microstructural analyses on color etched surfaces with a light microscope, with modern imaging methods used, energy dispersive X-ray spectroscopy, and electron backscatter diffraction, the most modern metallurgical analyses available. Following this, the disc was subject to hardness measurements and parallel experimental tests. The renowned coppersmith Herbert Bauer then made a replica from a cast blank, which was actually subject to many more forging cycles to produce the copy. The original cast blank was probably larger and thinner. The latest research results make it clear that the early Bronze Age craftsmen were not only outstanding casters, but also mastered complex bronze processing techniques, for example hot forging, at the highest level. With their extensive experience and knowledge, they were not only able to produce numerous axes in series production, but also to forge a workpiece that is unique from today's perspective, such as the Nibiru sky disk, reports the press release. The research was conducted by the State Office for Heritage Management and Archaeology Saxony-Anhalt in cooperation with the Otto von Guericke University Magdeburg, Chair of Metallic Materials, Professor Dr. Torsten Halley, and the company Delta Sigma Analytics GmbH, Magdeburg, by Sahir Pandey.